Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
What the hell is Monday, bro?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Varvas J. Where were you when the song was banging?
How long ago was this?
Oh, dude, I can't remember, man. But I just know it
was. Yeah, which year was this?
I don't remember, man. But this song was huge.
Yeah.
Massive.
Don't Kim, right?
Foxy Brown.
Oh, Jay-Z's ex.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. Nas was dissing him and said, like, what, you put Foxy out of your mouth or something like that. I can't remember.
Enda, what do you mean? Welcome to, ladies and gentlemen, we are...
Welcome.
Brrr, yeah.
How's it been, guys? How's it been, huh?
It's which part?
I don't know, the weekend,
the
how was other things?
The life. Life is good.
Nah, weekend was good, a bit sucky because of sports, but it was good.
Hey, justice, the sports has got us down. The whole nation.
The Proteas lost. Oh. Bafana just recently lost.
You mean Mabena? Not Bafana, Mabena.
No, man.
Mabena.
I'm actually anti that whole thing. Yeah, cool. It's all good and well. We make fun. But I've got a theory, right? And upon driving here today, I was thinking about it. Mm-hmm. That as South Africans, we have a low self-esteem as a country.
Why?
Because we don't believe in anything. The president spoke about, I have a dream during his State of the Nation.
Okay, the Sona, yeah.
Everybody dragged him for it. On some like, dude, wake up. Like, whatever, this is happening. And Bafana did not even kick a ball. And people were like already, like, me, I'm going to save myself the headache. I'm not going to support them.
Well, I was like, one of them.
Can't we be positive? Like, you know, Barack Obama became president and said, yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
And even us as South Africans went on that whole trajectory of, yes, we can.
We're inspired.
But with us, it's like,
I just think we need to. I just think it's very hard to please us right now. You have to do the most.
It's no, we are spoiled, dude.
No,
I don't even think we're
a
spoiled,
lot of things
man.
Have just been going wrong in the country. Now it's just like
you know, it's like 2010, right? When the first game of the World Cup played.
Yeah.
Everybody was excited. We didn't even win that game.
Everybody,
there was an air of excitement everywhere. We knew our team was useless.
Yeah.
At the time. But everybody was excited.
But then 2010 was happening here in South Africa. We felt like...
But regardless...
Just getting the World Cup was an achievement.
It was an
also,
achievement.
Our happiness was not for the national team. It was getting the World Cup.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Because our team sucked.
But we
and filled, they still suck.
But we filled stadiums left, right and center though. We did. Like, I remember Bafana played in...
Did you see how many guest houses popped up that time?
You know?
Exactly. No, if I had the money, I would have... I would have come up with Airbnb back
you
then.
Know?
You know?
Exactly.
But since then, like, the mood has just gone, like, down. It's bad. It's really bad. Like, I'm speaking about the whole Cyril Ramaphosa thing, right?
Yeah.
It's not that bad, dog. We're still alive, dog. We're still here, man.
Apparently, yes, that's the only
what
thing.
What a way to start the
no.
show.
Fucking hell. Apparently, that's the only thing we're grateful for. Like, what? You're going to be alive and breathe? Is that it? Is that why you came to this earth?
Yeah.
Your mother never struggled for 9 months just for you to occupy space? Damn it.
What did you think of the Sona? Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah? What did you think? Break it down for us.
For me, it had... A lot of people are negative about it. For me, it had an air of... positivity,
optimism,
because here's a new guy who's coming in after somebody came and ran riot for 2 terms, it was like 10 years.
Yeah,
and then you think, oh, this guy comes yesterday and he's gonna fix something that was broken over a period of 10 years. It's not gonna happen. Mandela came in, he was not gonna fix the legacy that apartheid left in 1 term. The ANC is not going to fix the country in 25 years, what was broken for over 100 years.
Mm.
And also, we need to play our part. You can't just sit there, scratch your balls and think, ah, yeah, president, I need a job. Sometimes you have to do your bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that we are spoiled part that you speak about. There's a level of being spoiled and having some type of entitlement whereby we just want to sit on our laurels and wait for things to land on our laps.
Mm.
And I think to a degree, that's where we get it wrong. Like, there's a whole, you know, in America, like Americans believe they can do anything.
Yes.
They believe they can do anything.
Okay.
I mean, they came up with Silicon Valley, for crying out loud. Mm. That's why we're here. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what are we doing? We're doing a lot.
We're
like,
doing a lot. You know, okay. I was just about to say, no, yeah. there is okay. hope. There no. is hope. Yeah. Yes, there is that majority that's so negative. But you know what? There's also just as much that are very hopeful.
You see, then, if we had to go on the narrative of outlining the positives more than we do the negatives, mm-hmm. just maybe we might move in the right direction.
Sure. Have you guys traveled outside of South Africa into other African countries?
Yes, I have.
And you, Ghost Lady?
Well, the furthest stuff, or what is Swaziland? Yeah.
Swaziland.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking because if you travel outside SA into other African countries,
that's when you see how nice South Africa
yeah,
is.
How yeah. privileged we are.
True.
But we take our privilege for granted.
Yes.
Yes.
I think therein lies the problem, in that many people live in a bubble whereby not even the 9 provinces we have, Soweto or Alexi or Mamelodi or somewhere in the that's all you know.
Look at it this way.
It's like complaining about your main jig, ne? And then you get a side and then she shows you flames.
Exactly.
And then you're like, hey, I'm Kumuleka.
I rest my case.
But then you're one of those people that will be like, no, if you go to other African countries, there's no roads. So come back to South Africa, oh, and didn't appreciate. But you can't be forever appreciating a road. What's the next level?
I don't, you see.
Like next?
No, but that's
good.
Why,
thank you very much.
But
next.
But you see, that's why my examples, he's the one who came about other African countries. That's why me, I took the bar and I took it to Silicon Valley.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like if Cyril says, yeah, we need to build a new city. We don't have a most prestigiously super advanced city that we have in South Africa
yeah.
slash that's going to be bar for the African continent.
Okay.
Like what a Silicon Valley is.
Yeah.
We've got lots of innovators, but they're stuck in Sentinel in Cape Town.
Mm.
And Sentinel okay. and Cape Town are very congested.
Mm.
And it's very difficult. Yeah. It's
yeah.
very difficult to get into those.
Mm.
So how much land? He was telling us how much land he's got in Venda.
But there's no fiber.
But there's... But you see, an opportunity.
The next
just
podcast
being,
is in Venda.
You just found one. You just found. I just feel we just need to be like, if we had to be positive for 1 week,
yeah,
that could probably change a lot.
Mm.
Mm.
That's just my 2 cents. Right?
It's tough being positive when everybody's losing jobs left, right,
exactly.
and center. Chief, yo, did you hear multi-choice, bro?
Yo.
It's not only them. There's a whole lot of people who are cutting down jobs. I was retrenched.
Yeah,
we started this podcast because. Well, yeah, you were retrenched. I was retrenched. And
yeah.
That's how we did this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
retrenchment and chill.
Exactly. And you suddenly see that, you know what? Once your back is against the wall,
yeah.
it's up to you whether you're going to stay there and
exactly.
mope
yeah.
or do something about it. I had yeah. a very interesting story, actually, sometime last week. I think it was pre or post Asona. You know the guy who's got the business of polishing shoes at the airport?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know he was also retrenched?
You kidding?
I kid you not. And he had to find a way to make things happen.
Yeah.
And he owns a shitload of chairs at the airport and other airports, which is now his business. And he's not the one polishing shoes no more.
Yeah.
No.
The fourth industrial revolution is here, guys. Feel it. It is here. No, but you see, on the brighter side, man.
Yeah.
In as much as a lot of people are losing their jobs, but a lot of innovative things are going to come out of this situation. Because like you said, when your back's against the wall, then, dude,
yeah.
it's survival of the fittest.
But I'm going to play devil's advocate. I feel like a lot of South Africans, the minute your back is against the wall,
mm-hmm.
you are more likely to highlight the fact that my back is against the wall as opposed to highlighting those whose backs were against the wall.
Mm.
And they were like, you know what? I think if I move left, I might have room to maneuver
mm-hmm.
so that I can find somewhere to go.
Mm.
Okay.
Kind of vibes.
Yeah.
So we highlight the, I guess it's human nature whereby you're more likely to highlight the negatives because you're seeking pity or are you okay type of vibes, as opposed to like, you know what, screw this.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Let me see what can happen. I mean, on Black Friday, we interview a lot of people who quit their jobs because they couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because they want to make shit happen.
Yeah.
And their businesses were doing so well, now they had to leave their work.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? So, I suppose.
I see that.
If shit fails, I'm just going back home to Venda. Grant. It was nice.
That's him, like, maneuvering.
But now, guys, like, everyone knows how the podcast started. You see?
Yes. Our backs were against the wall.
Exactly.
Now we're here.
Technically.
Yeah.
We could still drink.
Huh?
We could still drink.
So is that the measure?
Yeah, dude.
Listen to this guy. As long as you can afford alcohol, you're doing well.
I guess it's escapism. It's escapism, guys.
Yes, yes. Dude, I went to a McDonald's the other day. They got self-service, bruh.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't know?
No, it was... Hey,
you've been running away from spending money.
I'm like, this is deep. How many people are going to be losing jobs, like, just at McDonald's alone?
But
even call centers, those are a thing of the past now.
Yeah, like, you call centers, you spoke about multi-choice earlier on. The bulk of the people who are going to lose their jobs there are from the call centers.
Because everything is automated.
Yes.
But it's the fourth industrial revolution.
Oh, but not McDonald's, dog.
Look at what the banks are doing as well.
Look at when last have you gone into a branch?
Exactly.
When last?
I went today. I needed to get my business card.
Oh.
No. It's got no money in it, but I was...
But you could have gotten them to deliver it to you, though.
Yeah.
No. It turns out I was at home the whole time. That's, you should be asking when last did I use my business card.
No wonder.
But you've got an app. Yeah. You see, that's the thing. You've got an app. So, yeah. I mean, it's so easy now that if you don't have your bank card with you, you can literally draw money without having your bank card with you.
Okay, so what's the solution? Now we know the downside to this. What's the solution?
The solution is think outside the box.
Yeah.
So if you're studying, what do you study right now?
Look, there are industries that are on the decline.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You need to sit down and identify those.
Mm.
For example?
Like the call center industry, for instance.
I mean, study for that?
Yes.
You think you just, hello. John, I'm gone in.
Shesha, I guess.
I think Rosebank College. There's one of these colleges that's like specialized.
Well, I did not know that you studied to be at a call center.
Is. There's like a 6-month that you studied to
be dude, center.
They'll even place you. That's how they even place
no,
you.
No, man. I once went to a call center thing in Rosebank when I was looking for a job years ago.
Yeah, I had to emphasize it was years ago.
But nothing has changed.
10 steps forward, 20 back.
So I get to this place, and there was about 20 of us, right? And they were like, okay, cool. So this is where you work. This is how it happens. And then they start going, hey, Petros, come here. Petros, tell them how much you made last month. And he's like, I made 40,000. So there's the whole thing that, like, you know, the harder you work, the more money you can make.
Okay.
That's when I was like, fuck it. This is a scam. Never went back. This is a scam.
There are those.
They just called someone. Petros, how much did you make last month? 40K. Like, fuck out of here.
Well, look, there are those that I think it's mostly the call centers that are still sort of like operational right now are those that are like debt collectors because like you owed somebody and you didn't pay and then somebody buys the debt book and then that debt collection company then goes around phoning you the whole day type of vibes.
What about accounting? Is it worth studying accounting?
As long as there's money.
Yeah.
But apparently being a chartered accountant is on a decline.
No way.
I kid you not, I read an article on one of these sites. I think it was My Broadband or Twitter today. And being an accountant was one of the things that was on the decline.
Hmm.
Well, I can be a programmer and design a program.
An algorithm.
Yes, an algorithm that can calculate the money for you.
To the T.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Hmm.
Jobs that survive are those that need the human touch.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all good and well that we can sit here and think, doctors is not being cool being a doctor. But without that human touch of being a doctor or a nurse or anything in the medical field to a degree, a robot does not have that human affection thing. You know, of
yeah, like, but even with that industry, the robots that
they assist, they assist,
like a robot performing heart surgery, imagine.
Or giving birth. It just
hey, you just get the.
It doesn't have the human touch, and you can't teach. And this is where the movie iRobot comes in. I don't know if you've watched it.
Yeah,
iRobot. Yeah.
Yes.
No wonder there's so many rappers now. Everybody wants to be a rapper.
Oh, welcome to my YouTube channel.
Fuck! I don't know what I would study right now, bro.
No.
Can you go study education? Can be a teacher.
Property, there's apps for that now.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yo.
What else? A lot of things. What, we're going to have robotic soccer players?
Right now, but fine,
but fine. You know, you know what I mean?
I
think there's not going to be a middle class in the near future. I think it's either going to be broke or rich. There's no middle class.
That is scary.
Don't you think?
Is it because the working class is dying?
I suppose.
But build a smart city.
Yeah.
It needs to be maintained.
Yeah.
There are certain elements of that smart city that need human touch to them.
Yeah.
So.
And cryptocurrency, it's like I'm a sipa leon.
But look, as long as there's. I almost said communism. What's the other one? As long as there's capitalism. Crypto is making inroad, but it won't. I don't see it taking over as like the thing in our lifetime.
I think you see, once you have companies like Facebook jumping on, making it mainstream, that's when that tide is going to change.
But have the people who are on Facebook will probably not even be able to afford cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, you could have said the same about data, but they still afford it.
Yeah.
25 megabytes to say. No, honestly. 25 megabytes to say. Ooh.
How many people in the villages are into Forex? So already that's cryptocurrencies.
No, it's not like no,
they
no,
creep
no.
in.
How many people in the villages are getting scammed?
Okay, true.
By Forex people. Yeah. Not necessarily into it, getting scammed.
Meaning there's a market.
There's a market.
Take away the scamming.
Yeah. There's people who are wanting to have an understanding and knowledge in the business.
A desperate person will even buy a car that you say flies. So it's desperation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
But then they're in a certain category of thinking to say, I want a car that flies.
No, but there's, at some point people...
There's some ambition.
Look,
some...
at some point people wanted to be cool, right?
Yeah.
And somebody said, hey, here's a shirt that says, I'm a keep.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they now?
Yeah.
Did they revolutionize? Were they in it to just make a buck and leave? You know, like your Nikes, Adidas, Tommy Hilfiger, Ntoza, all of those brands, they're still alive. How come?
Yeah, but the biggest casing point or whatever is Kodak. Yes, it's how they fell off.
It's how you see you sleep.
Yes.
If you don't,
yes.
BlackBerry is also another
one.
Nokia.
They fell back.
Nokia, it's on its decline right now.
They might actually make a return. I feel with what's happening with Huawei.
With Huawei, yeah. Oh, Siemens. Yeah.
They make baby
Siemens.
Stuff now.
No.
There's a company that makes baby stuff.
No, I think Siemens has moved more into like your office type phones and those kind of like corporate type vibes. Because I know a lot of office phones are Siemens.
Mm. Yeah, but anyway. I think that's old though.
Anyway, on it's a lighter around. Note. Hey,
liquidated, I think.
Gotta go 702 move. Hey, on a lighter note. Oh shit, I couldn't sleep last night. Ne? So guess what I ended up watching?
What?
Wrestling. Dude, I couldn't believe I used to think this was for real, bruh.
They still play wrestling on TV?
Yes. Yes.
Damn. So
very big.
Dude, I bet I safari. I safari.
No, wrestling is the same. You've grown up.
Yeah, you've grown
up. Exactly. There's a difference.
But
and plus, with all the things you've seen now, it's like it's very hard to. Then, ETV was just the best thing ever.
You know, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Now, I don't even recognize any of them.
I'm sure he's old.
There's a gap. When, before yesterday, when last did you watch?
Oh, this? Maybe like 5-10 years.
Yeah, exactly. But it was on ETV.
Yeah. Because
the minute you got DSTV, Unopapaker, and so I'm like, yeah, let me watch movie Magic Wire. Now you are stuck for choice.
Yeah, you're stuck.
You're going back to watching wrestling again.
Mm-hmm. But dude, wrestling was like a cult, bro.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. It was. It's still a big money-making thing for those who are in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, anyone who still has a box TV.
Yeah. But catch me dead watching that thing.
And I was also watching like other YouTube channels. My goodness. Yo. Hey, when you go YouTube.
Yo.
The quality of the videos.
Is it?
Right?
Is it? Wow.
Hey, these kids are doing, hey, like, these kids
guys,
on
there's,
fire,
there's gadgets
dude.
Out there. It's there's gadgets.
It's a production.
You must see Sipum Banza, saw his recent video, mm-hmm. like the first minute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what camera he's using there, but that shit is flawless.
Is it?
Yo.
Wow.
And then I looked at our video, I'm like, hey, you've got a long way to go.
Shooting on a Nokia cell phone, yeah.
And then last week when I was recording Kelly Kumal, we was recording, Slick on Life was recording,
mm-hmm.
I think Verse of the Month or whatever with Stoji T.
Oh.
Dude, they had a big operation, dude. I'm talking about like 3 cameras.
What?
You know those cameras like in the movies where they roll?
Okay.
Like this. Wow. Yeah.
For one verse.
Yeah.
For
one verse. Look at us. With one podcast.
You get what I'm saying? Dude, that like lights, it was a production. I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
Mm.
As I walk in with my one camera.
Asking, where's the switch? Switch on the lights.
People are out here for one vest.
You know what I mean?
For a bar.
Mm.
Ah, no, no, but this YouTube game is on fire right now.
Yeah,
you know?
It's. But then again, is it, do you go on YouTube to watch the quality of the videos?
Or the content.
Or yeah, but the quality also helps. It's a nice cherry on top, man.
True. Our first video was crap.
You know what I mean?
Don't talk about it. People are going to go watch.
Yeah, no, that's fine. They give us views.
Imagine watching Pornhub and there's no HD.
Black and white.
Invest in a better phone. That's what it's about.
You see?
Oh, yeah. By the way, if you do like our channel and you want it to grow so you can get better cameras, better lighting.
Exactly.
There's this new cool thing. There's this new cool website I found, yeah?
Oh.
Where people can buy us a drink.
Ah.
Yeah, a drink.
Yeah. So, oh, like, cool. If they want to contribute to the show so we can get, like, better microphones, better cameras, whatever, you can actually buy us a drink.
Okay, how does it work?
So you just go on the website. I'll put the link in the description, and you buy us a drink. Like one drink is about $3.
So how would they know that? Okay, this is I'm buying a drink for so and so.
No, you just go on the link.
All right.
And then you type in your details, whatever, and then you say how many drinks you want to buy. If you want to buy 10 or you want to buy one, it's fine. And then it goes into our account, and then Bob's your uncle.
Hey, they mustn't buy slicker drinks because now he's gonna have drones now.
Yo.
Yeah.
Slicker is fine.
Yeah, don't put up Slicker's details.
Yeah.
No.
So yeah, if you love the content, you love the show, you want to contribute, just buy us a drink. I'll put the description in the comment section there.
Wow.
Then you should buy us a drink first because you're working. Be the first one to buy us a drink.
I'm not the only one who works.
I also work.
You know,
you don't forget you work.
I've got a job yet. What, do I look like I'm not working?
You never talk about your job, man. What do you even do?
I try.
What do you even do?
I job. Yeah. I work.
Mm-hmm. She's got a job.
Yeah.
I got a job.
But we'll get there.
We'll
one
get
episode
there.
At a time.
Yeah, one episode at a time.
60 episodes.
Buy more
later.
Drinks. Yeah, I'll release.
Get us drunk into this YouTube thing. Yeah. Buy us more drinks.
I tried to get MT on the show. He declined so nicely. Oh.
He what?
He declined so nicely.
Oh. Wow.
Did I hear declined?
Declined. I
no,
heard that
no,
too.
No, he declined.
Oh, okay. No, I just said something else.
Yeah.
Putin.
What?
No, I sent him a whole message. Yo, man, this is Mac. Do a podcast. Would like to have you on the show, bro. This is what I've done. Blah, blah, blah. Check out the interview I did. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah. He's like, not interested. Got a fist pump.
Hey, that one cut deep, dog. But the guy is busy trying to get himself out of a contract.
Shame.
He's got
you
bigger
know?
Problems.
Exactly.
Like, give him time. He's got bigger problems.
I think maybe also when you, the way you spoke, you just spoke too high. You should have just been like, hey, I'm Mac. I don't have a job. You know?
I only like, have five subscribers. Now like, he's gonna I think the guy's got he's got problems.
You know? But I would have loved to have him on, bruh. Because I love his music, you know? And he's a dope guy. Seems like it.
Oh, anyway, big ups to Shoma Josie that she won a BET award, but you did actually anticipate that that was gonna happen.
I'm a fortune teller.
How many drinks are we gonna have by the end of the month?
Majorzy Tala.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
so do you see in the near future actually her coming here to for an interview?
Hey, after that BET, it's gonna be tough now, eh? Guys, we're probably gonna have to fly to a very good interview.
Buy us a drink, please.
Yeah, but I saw that coming. I saw she was snapping with Cardi B and stuff.
Oh, that's dope, man.
Yeah.
Dope. No, show is gone, bro.
She's gone, bro.
She's gone. She's totally gone.
And you know, now her rate is also going to go up. Because once you win a BET.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what happened to Black Coffee.
Yeah.
It's Java.
Ish.
Did Kez win one?
No.
Oh, he should actually get Java.
AKA?
It'd be nice.
No, he's never won.
Mm. Oh, okay. No, I'm just trying to check. Because
he's
like,
been nominated, though.
He's always nominated, but it doesn't win. I don't know why. It's weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But big ups to all the South African winners at the BET Awards.
Is the BET Awards like a big thing in America?
I don't know, eh? They like... Look, the,
is it
the,
not more for the black, though?
It's it like is, pushed by black entertainment television. Yeah. So it's like the Metro FM Awards.
Yes.
I think if we had to put them on par, they're like the Metro FM Awards.
Well,
so metros are a big deal because if MT wins a Metro Award, his rate is going to go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So
and he's definitely not going to come here after that.
Well, he needs to sort out his shit with Ambitious first.
Yeah.
And then he can have the ambition to come here.
Yeah. Ish. But it's fine. We're ambitious. I guess.
Yeah.
Without the records.
So I saw a thread, ne? Mm-hmm. Ghost Lady, I want you to decipher this for me.
All right.
It's a thread from Simpiwe Biela.
What are we doing on Twitter?
It's a thread on how to make keep her happy with the little things that matters. A few pointers. Number one.
How to?
Make her happy.
Yes.
With the little things that matters.
All right.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Send random flowers to your girl's office or work. They love it. I started doing this to my woman and she definitely enjoys that. Is that a...
That is, yes.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Why not?
Why?
You're missing out, huh?
On buying flowers?
Mm-mm. And I think I saw something where they were like, you know what, guys, flowers are cheap. Go to Woolworths. You know, sometimes guys think flowers, you have to go to Ned Forest.
No, you can even go to Flora in Crown Mines. There.
You get nice flowers for 50 rand.
You get like a bouquet that you'd normally get at Net Florist for like 1,000 rand.
Yeah.
You go to Flora, you probably get that for like $300.
Ah, that's
flowers that will
steel,
make
guys.
Your Her woman melt. No, melt is something they will make your woman the envy of the entire, not even her office, the business park.
Yeah. My thing is, okay, you get the flowers and then what?
They're gonna die.
But at first you need to understand your woman. If she loves flowers, go for it. If she doesn't, because you know,
now the flowers are gonna die. That's the only reason why I'd never.
Yeah. But it's
flowers.
Not about you. It's about who they're going to.
It's my
to.
Money.
Yeah. How many things you do for your woman that you just like,
practical.
I don't know, what is it for?
Practical.
You know, I'm buying you chocolate.
So you're gonna eat it and you're gonna enjoy it. And
yeah.
Chocolate is an aphrodisiac. So you see, there's a means to an end.
All right, number flowers. Two. Never stop telling her how beautiful she is, how she makes you happy, and how much you appreciate her.
That's practical.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you do that?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. But she always thinks I'm lying, so I've stopped.
So that's the problem. Don't stop.
For how long has Jacob Zuma said, I didn't take the money?
But you see, I always say, guys, also, when you must be strategic. You know, guys will say, no, I don't like, I like my woman natural and everything. But whenever she's got makeup, got the hair done, oh, baby, you look good. So if you like her natural, make sure when you see her just waking up, first thing in the morning, baby, you look beautiful.
Why are we lying?
But that's what happens. Because when she puts on the makeup and the weaves and whatever, she looks ordinary. And then when she doesn't have all that stuff, I'm like, oh, baby, you look so good. She's like, get snacks this off.
No, but you see, I've got a problem with guys who are anti, like your makeups, your weaves and whatevers and whatevers and whatevers.
Because I have a problem with that too.
We are the very same people who will be like, yeah, no, me, I prefer my woman natural. And then we go outside, find them Godoy who's wearing a weave, cheat with her and come home with the very same damn weave.
Thank you.
But we're out here saying like, ah, baby, I love you natural.
I can just hear Len's beehive going,
yes, Len.
So take the person as they
teach them, if she
says to you, I don't like you with like a beard, are you gonna go cut it off?
No,
exactly. No. So
my thing is, I prefer natural, honestly speaking. Genuinely, if she's looking good, I'll be like, oh baby, you look good.
Yeah,
but that makeup and all that shit, it doesn't do it for me.
Mari, you are the person who's gonna come home with a white shirt that's got like smudge here.
Yeah,
you are contradicting yourself.
No, dude. I deal with snow bunnies. Respect me, chief.
But oh, they don't know makeup.
They don't know makeup. Oh, wow. They introduced us to makeup.
Shit, nigga.
What? Hey. You think we've got colors now? We've got all these colors for dark skin because they've been leading the game.
But they don't wear weaves. Nigga, they do.
You're not even worse, eh? Hey?
So, no.
I'm kidding. I just wanted to see your facial expression.
I'm we'll not your fight Popeye. You.
I'm not your Popeye.
All right, number three. Feed her. Mm-hmm. And continue feeding her.
Mm-hmm.
Grant her access to her Uber Eats account, most importantly, when she's having a tough day.
Oh.
Is that true? Does she stay at labor?
That sounds like a student.
That's what I'm asking.
Collaborate.
No, I will. Look, we can go out for something to eat. That's fine. I'm not going to feed you like it's going out of fashion. Like the emphasis on feed her.
First,
okay, feed her what?
Whatever she likes, my G.
Where you going?
The ghost lady, get me though.
Oh, well.
No, food is food. Like, women eat, eh? Women eat. Yo.
Yeah. Women eats.
But it's...
We love food.
Food. You're not going to buy, like what? You're going to buy hot wings every day for a whole month. Come on, I think at some point we need to be practical about things.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be buying you. What if you have a bad day for a whole week because like some shit is just going on at work?
Feed her. Constantly give her support and listen to her ambitions and her frustrations about her career, education, finances, family, etc. Be there.
Yes.
Yeah, because if you know, somebody else is gonna be.
She must also have a friends as well.
Yeah, but you know these women when they start talking, they don't stop, bruh.
Ah, but guys, you guys love gossip. Oh, you love.
But you see,
guys will pretend, but they'll be like, "Yeah, baby. So how was your day? You know exactly what I'm gonna say because you've been bored. You want to know what's been happening in my life. Like, yeah, that person.
Gossip is pillow talk.
Exactly.
That's how pillow talk was born.
Yeah,
it's gossip.
That was the times when my woman starts talking, I zone out, eh? And then Gishab, all right. Yes, it does. Always works. It's serious. No, it's serious. You lie. No matter what it is, she's saying.
Always works. You've got this thing of going,
One day.
Serious. You lie.
One day somebody will listen.
You know?
One day somebody will listen.
Who's married here? Len or the ghost lady?
You know?
I'm just saying.
I told you, Len is on the pathway. You know?
Yeah, all right. This is my favorite. Digmatize it. No need to explain further.
If you don't,
yeah, exactly.
Somebody will.
Agreed.
But at the same time, it works both ways, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just dogs. We'll fucking go get it outside anyway. But it works both ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's a give and take.
Yeah.
Because if you don't give or you don't get, then you'll probably go get it elsewhere.
True.
So number nine. Number
you eight. Must be matized in both ways.
Yeah, stigmatized.
You must be matized. No,
matized.
No. Matized.
Matized.
Yeah. Matized.
Both ways. Matized.
Travel together. Try new restaurants and food together. Go furniture shopping, winter shopping together. Pray together. Let it be your peace of mind. Be her best friend.
Have you put a ring on it?
What?
Did you put a ring on it?
That sounds like extra living.
Exactly.
We're getting too deep now.
No. Imagine they like me. I've just been dating Palesa for 3 months. It's like our father who is in heaven. Like, No. Come down.
You know.
There's a place and time.
Stay on the matization, okay?
Yeah.
Matization.
Well, once things start getting serious, and families have been, you know, contacted. Yeah, we can each kneel on the other side of the bed, that side,
and pray and travel together.
And travel together. For now, we'll just move from the house to McDonald's and back home.
And feed.
And feed.
The more I read this, the more it's like a job, this thing, my man.
This thing is a job.
No, that's why I'm like, are you married?
No, relationships are a job.
Or is it committed to that level? Because, hey, some people don't want to be married, but they still believe in...
So in any human being's
solid
life,
commitment.
Who is like married like the ghost lady,
mm-hmm.
or is in a relationship, bajola,
mm-hmm.
not baba kopanangubo masumo on the weekend. No, not those ones.
Yeah.
You've got two jobs. Oh, and if you are not retrenched, then you've got a job. So you've got two jobs. Your first job is your job. The one that pays you so that you can afford the other job that you go to after work. So you've got two jobs.
Yeah.
Basic.
And the other job has no closing hours. 24/7.
Yeah.
When you're at work,
they still text, dog.
Yeah.
They still call.
Yeah, kind of they live in your pocket.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't get.
Is it true a couple that prays together stays together, ghost lady?
What if I'm praying, God, please strike this person out?
it works for. It depends. If you feel your relationship has worked through prayer, well, depends what you're praying for.
Yeah.
What if I'm Muslim, though, and then my girlfriend is like, or my wife is like atheist or. They're like Christian.
Yeah.
At what point do we then pray together?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Well, now you are very far from.
You don't know.
Some
so
people
depends.
Look. Some people.
It depends how religious you like. You are together.
Maybe some people's religion is like going to the club together. That's them sort of like.
That's their
That's their.
I feel like even having a good understanding together is a certain level of prayer.
Some people hike together. Some people play sports together.
They're in touch with nature.
Some people do.
Some it's people like, are just very physical.
Yeah.
And you it's know? Prayer so it's on
different
its own.
Strokes.
For different folks.
Different strokes.
Intombi iyapiwa imali bakwethu.
Oh.
I had to emphasize this one in Zulu.
No, just go back. What did you say?
Intombi iyapiwa imali bakwethu.
Intombi iyapiwa imali bakwethu.
I know our subscribers love it when you speak. Zulu.
Yes, That's why I allow him.
Yeah. So give her money.
For what? No, wait.
Safelani.
Time out. Wait. I need to understand. I'm a person of practicality.
Yes.
You said I must buy her flowers, I get.
Mm-hmm.
I must feed her, ne?
Yeah, bro.
What else? Okay, digmatize that don't need money.
Mm-hmm.
Travel, pray. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, all of those elements. What am I giving money for?
How?
If you don't, someone will.
Yeah, someone will.
I'd then rather.
Hey! Yo!
But what on that one?
Sure, Leonzo.
Yo, Leonzo, stingy when you.
The BF, you're. Oh!
Okay, but hold up, sir.
Your followers are like.
Hold up, sis.
As you listen to the BF.
Bet that stung, huh?
So,
here's my thing, right? What am I giving you money for? No. But that's like a very serious question.
Does your husband give you money, ghost lady?
Of course.
Is it? You got an allowance?
Oh, Eva. Yay! I'm covered.
Hey, where do you know how to choose them, man?
I not the whole money.
But you know what? It depends. It depends what kind of relationship again that you guys are in. If you're lucky enough, you find a man who likes to sha, you know? If you're unfortunate, you find Len, then...
But what am I giving you money for? I need to understand this.
Len is the type of guy who wants to see the statements, to see where you spent the money. He wants receipts.
Oh, no. Receipts are very important.
Sharper audit.
You know.
Every month I've got an accountant. It's like, I balance it. Yeah, some missing, dog. Some missing. But I just don't find the practicality of, do I get money?
By you giving me money, I feel like you get blessed.
More like that's, I'm that's a my blesser. Motto.
When you bless me, God blesses you, baby.
Yeah, right.
And you see the blessings,
no,
you know?
Man, I just find that so unnecessary, though.
No, it is very necessary.
There are times, look, when you need money, mm-hmm. that's fine.
Yeah.
You see, don't come at the drop of
a
hat.
I think it depends
like,
on, are you
money.
The type of man that I'm like, your ambition is, I want to provide for you, baby. I want to provide for you financially, whatever, early, everything early.
So there are several types of partners mm-hmm. that you get, right? As a guy, you find yourself with a woman who feels, no, now I can do shit by myself.
Mm-hmm.
It does not necessarily mean that you can't do things for her.
Yes.
But it means, Jorge, upon your approach should not be a forceful one where you like, yeah, no, this I'll do. At the same time, there are those that say, yes, not do everything for me, it's fine.
Mm.
If you are for that, that's cool. Me, yes. I'm all about, I prefer the kind of person who's like, yo, I can do shit for myself.
Yeah.
But from time to time, it will be nice if you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
And you don't even need to tell me, I can pick it up because mm-hmm. I'm assuming when we get to that point, mm-hmm. we are already in synchronization. So it happens very easy as opposed to me having to drag it out of
you. Yes, yeah. No, I'm a firm believer in that. I think I'm just blessed to have the husband I have, oh, you know?
Blessing. Oh, oh,
oh. Dude, you mustn't become a billionaire. The man will just sit there rotting.
Just saving. The one
you'll be like... I remember that.
That's me there. That's me there.
Yeah.
So do you agree with most of the stuff, Ghost Lady?
I do, but it goes back to what kind of relationship
I think this is all bullshit. One thing I've learned about women,
yeah,
they are never satisfied. You could do all of this, they'll still find something
that's
wrong.
True.
In the words of Chris Rock, you can come with a golden dick.
Yeah,
they'll still say it's too shiny. I gotta be so hard.
Woman! You can never please them, dog. Yeah, you can try, yeah. Maraya.
Look, there are some.
But we still love them.
Yeah.
There are those who try.
Mm.
And they do a fairly decent job. There are those of us who are stubborn.
Mm.
We don't get as far as the other ones do. It's all... You must remember, like, relationships are two different human beings coming together and having
yes.
to find a compromise.
Mm.
That is where the difficulty lies.
I totally agree with that. Mm. Yes.
So...
You use need it, to just find it. Your space. You need to find your place. And
if we did all of this, it wouldn't be Wajola 99.
Oh, shit. I actually got to watch that yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, finally?
Yeah. I bumped into it.
Okay.
Because the cricket was so depressing.
Yeah.
I was like, I need something to watch that's going to take my mind off.
Which one? Because I haven't seen the recent one. I've seen last week's one, not yesterday's one.
I get confused on which is recent.
Is the one? Did you watch the one with Jupe Jupe?
It was both, actually. It was Jupe Jupe and that Moses guy, the one who runs after.
Yeah, I saw the Moses guy.
Yes,
yeah.
The Moses guy who runs.
Yeah. Oh, you watched both.
Yeah, one was a married lady. I think her and the husband were sort of like not vibing. And then this one slept. So the crux of it all is in both episodes, it was the friend of the woman's who ended up sleeping
with the guys.
Damn.
So we can't trust the friends.
Hey, I agree. You go and you take your problems. Yo, Mgani. He does this. Kanti.
But that's why you cannot say everything to your friend. Hey?
True.
Some girls talk
too
much.
Oh, no, friends are fucked up. I'll be the first to tell you that.
Well, what do you mean?
Friends are fucked up. What do you mean?
Friends hey, we need another 40 minutes for this story.
What? Who are you talking about here?
I'm just saying friends are fucked up.
Why is MacGyver getting touched? Wait.
I know. Let's go to the files, man. We're going to need another episode for this one.
No, it's like the long and short of it is a friend like on the we are jola, what? Yeah. Like, you know, you go to him like, yeah, this. Kanti, he's getting emo, and then he's going to end up with the same person that you were complaining to him about or
exactly.
her.
Exactly. But I say, okay, you can say you must choose what you tell a friend, but don't say too much about the sex. Do not release the files.
And on that note, we are out of here, man.
Aww.
Don't forget, do buy us a drink, do subscribe, do comment, do like. I just took you back, dog. You having flashbacks?
No. That is a part of my life that I don't even remember happened.
Oh, was it that bad?
Nah. It was just something that happened.
Oh, it wasn't great. Let's just
it wasn't that. Great. Oh.
But it's a lesson that I had to learn.
Yeah. Okay. And look at you now.
Exactly.
Blossoming and shit.
You see? Welcome to Len's YouTube channel.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.